Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
News and Talk 1380, you are listening to the WAOK Morning Show. My name is Angela Green, and I want to introduce Monique Garside. She is a clinical therapist, an educator, a subject matter expert, and the founder of Fit Life Wellness, a private mental health and wellness therapy practice. With nearly two decades of experience, Monique specializes in wellness practices, self-care, mindful techniques, and mindness techniques. She has a unique style of combining wellness practices with a therapeutic approach that will allow you to reach your full potential mentally and physically. Good morning, Monique. Welcome to WAOK.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely. Monique, what to do? What we going to do, Monique? We need some help. What we going to do, girl?
Where do you want to start?
We need some help, Monique. We struggling.
Absolutely. It's a lot going on. It's a lot of feels happening. You know, the first thing is I just tell everyone, feel what you feel. Whatever, you know, you're feeling from just the last week or so, just feel it. Don't rush it. You know, be okay with feeling, you know, your anger, your sadness, your grief, whatever is coming up. You know, don't push through that too fast.
Don't push through it too fast. So I've been noticing on social media, maybe you have too. I don't know if you are on social media a lot, but I've been noticing a lot of Black women in particular are really struggling with the results of this election. And I imagine that that's because there are so many of us who actually voted for Vice President Harris that would be, you know, we would be the ones who would be struggling a lot. Not that there might not be other people who are struggling, but I know that I've been seeing a lot of sisters who are really, really struggling with this. What can we do about that?
I agree that we're struggling, you know, one, because there was a lot of push in it, and also just how we're going to be affected by some of the changes that might happen. And I have seen a lot of, you know, things on social media. The one thing I have been seeing is the rest. We tend to go into action mode, right? We are, you know, the foundation a lot of times for our homes, our communities, and so we go into action mode. But right now, we've got time. Give it rest. And so, you know, for our Black women out there, give it rest. Give yourself time to create the space that you need to process. And then decide, okay, here is what I need to do next, or here is how I can, you know, go about either staying in community, you know, figuring out what works best for you. But I think the most important part is taking your time. We don't have to fight tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So is it completely normal then for people to feel angry or fed up or tired or suspicious or whatever it is that they feel?
Absolutely.
Is it, all these things are completely normal?
I think it's completely normal. The election is going to bring, the election brought, you know, the emotions anyway, right? That comes with any election. However, for, you know, it's magnified by the fact that we, a lot of us didn't get the results we were hoping, right? A lot of us are preparing for these changes and preparing for what's going to happen next. And so, it is normal to feel angry about what happened or how the results. It's normal to feel anxious about it. It's normal to feel grief around, you know, what we feel like we could be losing moving forward.
Yeah. So how do you know when you need to seek professional help for your struggles?
Well, I think everyone, first off, should. I think what happens, don't wait until we feel like we're in crisis mode or wait till we feel like, okay, now I have to absolutely go do it. I think it should always be more of the proactive. But you'll know when you're getting to that space when your normal go-tos are not working, right? The things that normally calm you down, the things that normally relieve your stress, those things aren't working anymore, right? The stuff that you've prepared for, the things that maybe you've been in routine, it's not working. Your motivation is not there. You can start to see a pattern of things, and then maybe those around you start to see a pattern. That's when you know, okay, it's time for me to reach outside and go get help and seek, you know, a professional to help me manage and walk through this.
Have you seen or have you had people who've reached out to you as a result of this? Have you seen a uptick maybe in people who've reached out to you for this?
So I have. Yes, I have. So myself, I had to give myself a break the first day. Mm-hmm. I did not see anyone the day after because I had to process. I had to work through my own emotions and feelings before I could even hold space. And so as I checked back in, I would see my regular clients, but then absolutely I would get messages or see maybe messages coming through of people needing to process and needing to kind of figure out what's their path forward.
So how do you know when your feelings are not normal, or what you're feeling is not normal and you might need to get some help for that as well?
Well, I think that when we say not normal, I mean, I guess it depends on, you know, the situation and how they're acting on those feelings, right? Mm-hmm. So we can feel what we feel. You can be angry. You can be sad. But then what do we want to do? What's the action behind that feeling, right? So is our sadness making us feel like maybe we want to take some extra measures? Maybe we don't want to be here, things like that. Then that's when you really need to go and seek help.
Yeah, so I was asking that question because I know I was speaking with a friend of mine the other day, and she was talking about how her son, who's a teenager, was really taking this really, really hard about the election, and that he called her at work and asked her where did they keep their gun, like the gun that they keep in the house. And she said
right.
Like, what? Why are you asking me that? You know, why mm-hmm. do you need to know that? And he said, well, I can't tell you, but, you know, I'm really upset. And I was like, wow, you know, that's really, 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 really taking it hard. But, you know, he's a teenager,
absolutely.
You know, he's a teenager, and she was, you know, just saying that she was surprised herself, you know, because that's not his normal personality, and that's just not how he is. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
She was really surprised that he called her and said that as well. So have you noticed or are there any things that children can do when they are struggling as well with this? Because some children are struggling for whatever reasons. You know, you might have some children who might be struggling, who might be worried about like what we were talking about yesterday, the mass deportations. Or we might have some children who might be struggling, maybe some college students who might be struggling about the Department of Education being dissolved, which is one of the things that I know that this administration is planning to do. I know that was something that my daughter was concerned about because she's like going into her junior year and she's like, so what is that going to mean for me? You know, will I be able to, you know, still get student loans? Will my school still be there? You know, so she was getting a little worried too. So is it any different for young people when they're struggling as well?
So for the, you were referencing your friend, I think in that case, that would definitely be a take action, right? Let's make sure he is safe. Let's, you know, let's make sure he doesn't have access. Let's protect him, but also let's get him to see someone. I think with children, we don't give them enough credit as to what they understand and see and can process. So I think it's having really intentional conversations with them, opening up space for them, allowing them to voice how they feel, process how they feel, without our response of either they shouldn't feel that way or, you know, we want to make it better. But don't make it better in that moment. Allow them to say, you know, they're angry, they're upset, they're anxious about whatever it is. And let them talk through it. Share with them, if you're a parent, share with them how you feel. Let them know that you're just as anxious as they are, right? But then let them know that you will be there to support them. Maybe you lean in on your community. You know, how do you get help? So one, seeking therapy or seeking a professional for them. But then also, how can they feel connected to people? And then just honestly, for them, I would do a little bit of disconnecting. So maybe they don't need as much social media right now. Maybe they don't need, you know, to read all the articles about it. Maybe they need a break so they can process before they continue to, you know, upload all these things that they're seeing.
Right, right. So how about men? So we know that men are not notorious for sharing their feelings or being very open about how they feel. A lot of men might be struggling the same way that women are. You know, we had a lot of Black men who voted for Harris, Vice President Harris as well. So we might have a lot of them who are struggling as well. But we know that, you know, by nature that they're just not ones who kind of wear their feelings on the sleeves or talk about their feelings as much as we may. So would it look different for them, you think?
Well, I think for them, it might look different. Men are slower to seek help and slower to talk about their feelings. But I think this is not a time, this is a great example of, this is not a time to isolate, but this is a time to, again, talk about your feelings, ask each other, are you okay? You know, offer that space, not waiting on them to come and share with you, but maybe approaching them like, I have some feelings, I have some thoughts, what are yours? So that we are creating that space, but also breaking that habit of the isolation or not talking about it at all. And so I think that here's where the community piece comes in of how can we create spaces to talk about it? You know, maybe we need groups. Maybe we need to have that space because we know if we leave it sometimes to them on their own, they may not talk about it or they may not seek help.
Right, right. So I'm wondering if you have maybe like a list of strategies or something that you might be able to share with us after the break. I was just wondering, I was just hoping hoping just something that, you know, something tangible that we could just hold on to. So in case you're struggling, like, you know, a prayer or I don't know, some affirmations or something that, you know, we could just hold on to, because, you know, I know that sometimes it might strike you at different times, you know, that you're feeling something, or you might hear something on the news that kind of triggers you and makes you think about something that maybe you hadn't thought about before. So maybe we can talk about that on the other side. And if you have any questions for Monique Garside, please give us a call, 404-726-1380. We'll be right back. News and Talk 1380 WALK.
But really knowing, reading yourself. But a couple of things I think will be helpful is just, you know, knowing when to disconnect, right? So even when you're out and is this crowd too big for you? You know, do you need to just do one thing and then come back home? You know, do you need to disconnect with what you're reading, what you're seeing? Another thing is just practicing good self-care. And so when we talk about that, that could just mean some meditation, some guided breathing. Maybe we need to start going for more walks, exercising, meeting up with some people just to laugh, right, just to be social and kind of have a light moment, using your self-care in those ways that really can really help you.
Okay.
And, you know, the other thing I think is just creating boundaries. So one, knowing what you have capacity for, knowing what space are good for you, what spaces might be triggering, and creating those boundaries of, you know, here's how I have to protect myself right now. Like, go into that protection mode of, is the energy good? Is it not? You know, do I need to separate myself or maybe get into a different space? Those simple things of just being more aware of yourself, being more present, can just really help you just go through your day to day, especially when you have to go out, maybe in the workplace or in just the world in general, just do, you know, your day to day things.
So you mentioned things that trigger you. So that prompted a question here. So we have the holidays coming up. How will we deal with family members who maybe trigger us, who might have opposing views about the election or something pertaining to the election that we have to deal with? We're at the dinner table, it's Thanksgiving, and, you know, we're passing the mac and cheese around and somebody says something that, you know, you want to just snap on them. And you're like, okay, how do I keep from taking the knife out of the turkey and putting it into him? You know, how do you deal with that?
That's a good one. So that's really going to be creating those boundaries. Maybe having some conversations before the holidays. For some people, they've experienced a lot of disappointment with family during this time. Like, they really, you know, saw a different side of people. And so that will make the holidays look different for some people. And again, it's setting a boundary. Maybe it's having some conversations before you go. Like, is this a safe space? Are we going to just focus on family? You know, just having those things beforehand. But if you are there, you're at the dinner table, someone passes something around with a little comment, remove yourself, honestly. It's better for you to decide how do you protect yourself in that moment instead of responding to that person and then things escalating, you know. And honestly asking, do you want to give them your energy in that moment? Is it worth this battle with them? Or would you just rather me maybe go enjoy your meal in another space? Or is it time for you to leave? I think it's really being very honest about what you have capacity for in that moment.
Yeah, that's a good, those are good thoughts. So again, speaking of triggers, so we've been seeing, I know last week, a lot of teenage students were getting these nasty text messages about, you know, calling them slaves and telling them report to the cotton field to come and pick cotton, those kinds of social situations that are happening. I think we have a video of one of those, and we've been playing these videos all week. I've been calling them kind of our little gut check videos, or kind of getting a pulse on what America is thinking, just seeing what other people are thinking and feeling about some of the things that we're thinking and feeling and dealing with. And I want to share that and see what you have to say about maybe some strategies that people can use, or what can they do, you know, when they are confronted with situations like this.
Black students at high schools and colleges are receiving mysterious text messages that they need to report for cotton picking duties at a plantation. One variation of it even says that they are to receive a new name and a slave number. It's a new form of hate speech and cyberbullying, empowered by recent political events here in the United States. Now, slavery was a long, dark, cruel, and dehumanizing period in our nation's history. It's one we're not taught enough about. It's minimized in our school curriculum, and something that whites, quite frankly, tried to avoid talking about by deflection and justification. Well, there was slavery in other countries, and that's just the way things were. Those are common refrains you'll hear. And some simply say that that was in the past, without realizing that the past is still present, because slavery is still allowed in the United States. It's in our Constitution. It's the 13th Amendment. Slavery in the United States was beyond barbaric. And I'll give you one example. Enslaved people were bred like cattle.
So I don't know what you think, Monique, but I'm thinking that we're going to see more and more and more of this type of rhetoric, or see more and more of these types of text messages, or more and more of the kind of taunting and things like that that we have seen on social media. What can people do when they are confronted with these situations, particularly the taunting in person, or the text messages? I think are probably a little easier to ignore because you can just ignore it or delete it or just not respond to it. But I think it's something different when you are maybe out in public and you're being taunted by someone, or someone is calling you the N-word, or, you know, calling you a slave or something like that, which I think is only going to escalate. I think we're only seeing the beginning of those kinds of things right now. We're going to go to break and we'll be right back. We can talk about that on the other side. News and Talk 1380 WALK. And Talk 1380 WALK. You're listening to the WALK Morning Show. My name is Angela Green, and we have Monique Garside, a clinical therapist, who is joining us this morning. And we're talking about mental health and things that you can do to kind of protect your mental health during this volatile season that we are in. So just before the break, Monique, I was asking you, what kinds of things could people do when they find themselves in situations when they find that they're being maybe taunted or harassed or something, and it's a situation that could easily go left? What would you recommend?
Mm-hmm. So let me just start by saying, it can be so hard to respond in those moments. It can be hard to address. And so there's no perfect answer for this question. But what I want to remind you of is, when you are in those moments, the person that is taunting you or the person that has the negative things to say to you, they're on a mission. They're on a mission to get a reaction out of you, to get you to respond to them. And so what we can control is ourselves. We cannot control them. And I think this is important, because this is why your mental health is so important, and taking care of yourself, because that is your tool right there. Your ability to not let them shake you, you know, not let them disrupt you to the point where either you're responding, now you have to answer for the consequences of that. You know, it's a domino effect. Once you respond out of anger, and then it escalates from there. And so in those moments, either you respond, you walk away, but knowing that this person, whoever is attacking you, has words for you, taunting you, their mission is to get you to respond in a way that's not in your best interest. Mm-hmm. And so if you think about that, then it's like, I'm not going to give them that power. I'm not going to give them power over me. And it's hard in the moment to think about it in that way, but it's ultimately, you know, why making sure you're taking care of yourself is so important, because you have time to process more of that when you're in a good space.
Yes, definitely. So yesterday we had a representative, Chris Bruce, from the ACLU, who was on with us. And we had a very emotional show yesterday. It was very emotional for me. We were talking about mass deportations and what that might look like. And I know that that is something that a lot of people who are here illegally might be concerned about, especially since this has been a threat that they have been promising that they are going to do. And I think that they fully intend to do it. I want to ask you about that. How can people deal with that who are struggling with how they're going to handle that? I want to share a clip with you again about something that he said yesterday. Who else might they be targeting besides the Hispanics?
Well, that's a good question, too. Most people always speak of Hispanics and Latin people, but we actually have so many immigrants from everywhere, from Europe, from Africa, from Asia. So, again, if you are here and you are undocumented, you can go into this situation. And even if you are here on a legal visa or not, that could be revoked, too. So people, again, like I said, these are people who live in your neighborhoods and work at your jobs that can actually be deported. I'm helping out a person right now to get their work visa reinstated and renewed under Biden's administration so she doesn't have to go through these issues later on. But any and everyone, be careful anytime the government mobilizes in this matter of rounding up massive amount of people. Because today it might be the Hispanic community. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow it could be yours.
Wow. So, what would you say to those people who are struggling with that? Because we know that we have a lot of people, and I was saying yesterday that I definitely have a lot of Hispanic people who live in my neighborhood. I'm the minority in my neighborhood. But there are lots of people, like he was saying, from everywhere. He was even saying later in the interview that even people who are citizens, you might want to carry some government ID with you so you don't get tangled up. And you just might anyway. But if you have some government ID on you, at least you got a leg to stand on. To me, I find that daunting. I find that so disturbing. I definitely find it disturbing for the people who are here illegally, but I find it just as troublesome for people who live here. I mean, that's worrisome to me. People who are here in that way, who are here illegally, what would you say to them? Because I know that that has to be a legitimate concern for them.
Yeah, I mean, it is disturbing that this is where we are, right? That this is, you know, a thing that it's truly about to happen. And I think for people who are in this space, in this situation, one, it is definitely something where I know you feel anxious. I know you are nervous and scared about it. But some things like, you know, knowing the facts about things. So maybe you start to do a little bit of work. What are the deadlines on things? What is your, you know, we have a small window if there are some things that you can do. Start to be proactive. Do the things I think that can give you a little bit of peace. And so what are the small steps of those things that, okay, I feel comfortable, maybe I did this, maybe I checked the facts, maybe now I know the steps. There's nothing I can tell you to ease this fear in you. It's going to be there, but it's more about how you navigate it. And that could be, again, reaching out to people, leaning in on community, what resources are available for you, being very proactive in the space of it, so that maybe you know what your options truly are. Maybe there is something that you're not aware of. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, you know, not sitting and waiting for it to happen, but being very proactive in what maybe you can do to maybe start a process, maybe get some paperwork done, or even just knowing, okay, I've reached out. Here is my extended community, or here's what, you know, what my next steps are.
Yeah, I think that that's some really good advice, because apparently there's very little that you can do about the possibility of it happening. So the best thing that you can do is, like you said, kind of prepare yourself and know what that might look like. I think that while that might not make you feel any better about knowing that your life might be changed in an instant, at least if you kind of have an idea about maybe a time frame or what you can take with you, if you can take anything, or, you know, just kind of some basic things that you need to get some copies of your kids' school records or copies of your medical records or something to take back with you. I mean, just little things like that, you know, I think might make it just a little bit better. But I don't think it's anything that any of us can sleep soundly on, because as he said, you know, this is something that can happen to a lot of people. And I think that this entire administration, and not just the fact that with the election and with Vice President Harris losing the election, but all the things that the Trump administration means to all of us, you know, who are not a part of, you know, that MAGA movement, that this whole experience, I think, is going to be a struggle for all of us, and that we'll all be dealing with something, even if it's just listening to his voice on the news, which already makes me sick. I was sick from listening to him the last time. I'm even sicker now. I don't even want to hear his voice or see his face.
Right.
So, you know, I know that this whole experience will be difficult for a lot of people, but with the threats and the awful things that they're planning and the mean things that they plan to do and the Project 2025 and the getting rid of the Department of Education and all those things that will affect all of us in some kind of way, I think make all of us need some kind of mental health strategies that will help us kind of be able to cope with what's going to happen, because we know it's going to be something, you know, it's just not going to be smooth sailing, you know, because that's just not what we're dealing with here. But I think that the advice that you have given us this morning is very helpful. And I'm so glad that we had you here to speak with us this morning. Please let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to make an appointment with you or to check out something that you're offering.
Sure. So all of my social media is at Fit Life Wellness, LLC. And you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You can find me on all those. The links to sign up or schedule an appointment or a consultation, those links are in there. I recently published a guided journal. It's a 30-day guided journal called I Can, I Will. This will be a great tool to walk you through the next 30 days of just processing what's happening. You know, it's a great tool. But I would just say, if you don't connect with me, get connected with someone. We're dealing with a lot right now. And so, you know, community, solidarity, organizing, just knowing where your support lies, know your resources before, you know, you kind of get in crisis mode. Let's be proactive. And I think that'll help us, you know, one day at a time.
Very good advice. Thank you so much, Monique, for joining us this morning. I appreciate you being here. You are welcome here on WALK at any time. Yes. Yeah, so I have enjoyed having you. And thank you so much for the words of advice that you have given us this morning. Hopefully is something that somebody can take away this morning and use it for sure.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, you are welcome. We will be right back. News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.